Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Oscar Peterson, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, and more on Jazz for the Asking.
Well, as always, it's very nice to have you with us for another edition of Jazz for the Asking. We begin today's edition with the Susie Arioli Swing Band. I had a chance in early 2000 to meet Susan Arioli at the Nanjing International Jazz Festival in China. Very extraordinary woman and an absolutely amazing voice. Here she is with her group and the old standard, Pennies from Heaven.
For you and me.
The Susie Arioli Swing Band with the old standard, Pennies from Heaven. Duke Ellington always had a reputation of having a female vocalist when he would record often and when he would tour. Not every single time, but there were a string of female vocalists that would perform with the orchestra. They weren't, say, a featured vocalist. They were sort of part of the orchestra. One of those singers is Ivy Anderson. She performed and recorded with Duke in the late 20s and 1930s. She was probably the first artist to vocalize a number of his own compositions that were later done by other singers. Like this one from the 1930s, It Don't Mean a Swing If It Ain't Got That Thing, Duke Ellington and his orchestra featuring Ivy Anderson.
What I do, da da do. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just keep that rhythm, give it everything you got. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Duke Ellington and his orchestra featuring vocalist Ivy Anderson with Duke Ellington's classic composition, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio International. I'm Keith Perron. Freddie Hubbard, fantastic trumpet player and composer. He made a number of recordings with Oliver Nelson, as well as working as a studio musician with some of the most important jazz sessions recorded for Blue Note. He did go off into his own direction and had a recording contract with Atlantic Records. One album from Atlantic that has become a classic is The Black Angel, released in the early 1970s. It includes mainly compositions from Freddie Hubbard, but also some by Kenny Barron and Walter Bishop Jr. Let's listen to one of the compositions on here that was the title track. It's called The Black Angel by Kenny Barron, Freddie Hubbard. Freddie Hubbard from the Atlantic album, The Black Angel, with the title track, The Black Angel. We're now going to move to somebody that I say again and again we get many requests for, and that is Miles Davis, just one of the many artists that people keep asking to hear. This is from a compilation called The Miles Davis Quintet, 1965 to 1968. And it is a fantastic release, absolutely fantastic release, and contains some extremely, extremely well-known musicians in their own right, like Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter. A number of the compositions on here are by Shorter or Hancock. The one we'll take a listen to is by Miles Davis himself, called Hand Jive.
Thank you.
Hand Jive, the Miles Davis Quintet with one of his own compositions. If you wish to contact us, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. We now move to vocalist Cassandra Wilson with a recording that she made of a song that was composed and was a big hit for pop singer Cyndi Lauper. This is way back in the 1980s, I believe, or early 90s, I can't remember for sure. Cassandra Wilson, Time After Time.
you again, here in our favorite rendezvous again. Just when I thought at last I'm strong again, wrong again, who came in? You again, with eyes that know me like my looking glass. My heart is pounding and it's hard to breathe. And though I ought to leave, I need to make believe in you again. You again, you made your entrance right on cue again. That certain smile you saved for me alone, thought I'd outgrown, I should have known. You again, how do you steal back in my life so fast? For here I go not learning from the past. Our nights apart can't last. I toss and turn and then see you again. Could it be destiny or just desire? Your eyes burn into mine and start the fire. I'm undone through it all. You're still the one I tried to run. But come what may, all the signs point just one way. 'Cause all roads lead to you. Destiny or just desire? Your eyes burn into mine and start the fire. I'm undone through it all. You're still the one I've tried to run. But come what may, all the signs point just one way. 'Cause
you again, vocalist Kenny Coleman with the London Philharmonic Orchestra featuring Toots Thielman. Kenny Coleman had a very interesting career. Back in the 1960s, he recorded a couple of singles for Epic Records, and then through the 70s and 80s, virtually almost disappeared, and then came back in late 1999 with an album that he recorded with the London Philharmonic Orchestra that did rather well and is still performing today. As far as I'm concerned, he never really got the break that he really should have deserved. Before that, Cassandra Wilson with the composition by pop singer Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. Let's now move to the Metropole Orchestra, one of Europe's leading live performance and studio orchestras. They've been around for a number of years. The orchestra is now conducted by Vince Mendoza. This is from an album that we've featured a number of times before. The album is called 54. It also features John Scofield on guitar. The composition we'll listen to is called Twang.
Thank you.
Holland's Metropole Orchestra, conducted by Vince Mendoza, and featuring John Scofield with twang. One of my favorite Paul Desmond albums is called Paul Desmond Blue with Strings, an album he recorded with a full orchestra. And it's interesting because It's a jazz album, but in some ways sounds very symphonic. It doesn't matter what he plays on it. There's a very symphony kind of sound to it. It is absolutely beautiful. Here he is with the Cole Porter composition, I've Got You Under My Skin, Paul Desmond with strings. Paul Desmond with strings, with an orchestra conducted by Bob Prince from an album called Desmond Blue, with a composition by Cole Porter, I've Got You Under My Skin. We're going to close off with a very up-tempo number as our last selection today. It's Paul Kuhn and his orchestra. Now, this was not his normal orchestra. This was a orchestra that he formed for Southwestern German radio. In the early 1970s, they recorded a string of very successful albums for the Columbia label in Germany, featuring compositions from the American Songbook and the big band era. Here he is with a really up-tempo version of Saturday Night. From Germany, Paul Kuhn and his orchestra with Saturday Night. And with that, well, we're now officially out of time. If you wish to contact us with your suggestions or requests, our email address is jazz@pcjmedia.com. Once again, jazz@pcjmedia.com. Make sure you identify which show you listen to, which today is Program 77, and what station you listened to us on. If you want to listen to this show again, as well as past editions, you can check out our website, which is www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com/JFTA. So until next time, friends, this is Keith Parent wishing you well. We'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.